Hello and welcome. I got some great news. So hold on, wait, before we get into this episode, I want to tell you guys that we are making it to the TV screen. Yay, big TV. Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim will be on Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. on Comcast channel 25. And we're also on AT&T channel 99. Hey, let's bring this positivity into your living room, into your life. See you guys there.
The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. Once again, I am your host and I'm happy to be here. Today's show is about just having gratitude, man, and being thankful. And I'm one of those people. I'm just thankful, man, and I'm just grateful, man, of where I'm at in life right now. Not about my past, not about what I've been through, not about anything that has me feeling this little type of way, but just the trueness about being happy in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Like for today, you know, just being happy of that I'm not where I used to be, you know. And that's my message that I always try to get across to people is, man, let's look forward to where we're at. Don't look in the past no more. Don't look about at other people's success and try to judge yourself off of that. That's not how it works. I think everything works really when you just, if you look at someone else's situation, don't judge yourself off of that. Don't base it off of that. But base yourself off of where you can be from that. You can use that person as a judge, as a marker about where you're trying to go in life or where you don't want to go. You know, some people come into your life to show you what you don't want to be or to show you what you shouldn't be doing. And then some people come into your life to show you where you like to go in life, what you would like to pursue in life. So everyone has certain attributes and certain characteristics that you can borrow or choose not to borrow, you know. It's all on how what you feel from that person or that situation that either can help you grow or help you not go in that direction. But it starts with your perception of what you're evaluating and your perception of where you want to go. Because at the end of the day, no one has a decision on where you're going in life except for you. You have the last say-so of where you're going in life. A lot of people can have an opinion. A lot of people had a lot of opinions about my life and where I'm going. But like I say, we overcome that, man. We don't even wonder why. We don't even care why. We don't even entertain why. Only thing we know is getting to the next plateau, getting through that next door, constant elevation, constant motivation. You know, that's the energy we're pushing out. We don't do sorrow. We don't do sad stories. And all of this is things that happen in life. But to hold on to it and to sit there and mope and complain about it, it's not helping you or your situation. It never helped me or my situation. When I let those things go in life, man, skyrocketed. You know, I'm constantly elevating, you know, at my own level, not chasing no one else's light or chasing no one else's, you know, dreams or aspirations, not trying to compete, you know. And that's the biggest thing that I found is not competing. The only person I'm competing with is me. And I've said this a couple times, but until you can get it in your head that competing against other people is not how you win. Competing against myself, challenging myself, taking that one-on-one game against myself and winning, you know, because life has beaten some people down. Life has beaten me down a couple times. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about some straight up blows to the body and the head. And I just so happen to get back up every time. But life will beat you down. It's designed to if you're not prepared. You get what I'm saying? And many times we come out the womb, we come out of our situations, our neighborhoods, come out of our families unprepared. No one's fault. It's no one's fault that I am not prepared. What I do realize is that once I become an adult, it's my responsibility to repair myself, right? So Can't harp about what didn't happen, who didn't give, what was not given, what didn't work out. Hey, everyone has a story growing up, man. No one had it good. And those that did, who really knows if they really had it good? Because we never know what goes on in a household. And with that being said, stay focused on you. Stay focused on where you're going. Stay focused on what you want to accomplish. Let everything else go. Let it go. I say it again. I never started making progress in life until I let go of fear, anxiety, what people have to say about me, any rumors that I thought that was out there, all the past feelings of not having, of lack. You get what I'm saying? Like, all of these negatives played a major part in my life. And until I realized that those negatives were really the things that were just keeping me from reaching where I wanted to go. And a lot of times I didn't have that proper direction of where I wanted to go. But those things that was holding me back was like anchors. You get what I'm saying? So I could never make that move anyway because I had all this baggage. I had this shackle on my leg of, you know, all the negatives. Until I reached inside, found the confidence, found the strength, you know, and found God, man, all those things just, it broke the chain, it broke the fear, it broke everything that was negative. And I moved forward in a positive, happy, and motivating manner, you know. A lot of people don't get it, you know. They don't understand it, you know. I look at some friends now and they just be looking at me like, they don't understand. But this is what happens. You know, we graduate from our friends and our peers. No one's going to take the full ride. It's only one person on your birth certificate when you're born. It's only one person on that Social Security card when you're born and given. So it's only one you. Let's quit judging ourselves from our friends and our situations. Let's learn to self-evaluate, self-police, self-regulate. Everything starts with self, S-E-L-F. When you start with self, you're heading in the right direction. I promise you. I don't worry about no one else no more in the sense of what they have to say, their opinion, you know, the little things that they do to throw us off course. I just don't have time for it because it's not where I'm going. So some of the things a person might used to say, I probably got up under my skin at some point. Nowadays, man, I don't even recognize it. I be in my own, I'm on my own lane, you know. I'm on my own marathon. I don't hear it. I don't see it. I don't care to. Even if I see it and hear it, I don't have to give it a reaction. I don't have to acknowledge it. You get what I'm saying? Some people throw things out there just to get the reaction, you know. And ain't nothing wrong with that. That's how they move. It's just what it is. But for me to go off course, for me to let that small, minuscule, little thing take me off of my journey, my big journey, my massive journey, who am I living for? You know, my uncle told me that one time, but this was in a whole different manner. He like, Tim, if you can't take 1 hour out of your day for yourself, who are you living for? If I can't take 1 hour out of my day to help me get myself physically fit, mentally fit, and spiritually fit, and only you know what you need. All three was for me. And once I learned that and learned how to stop and let everything else flow and do what it do, but just make sure that, hey, if I can't do nothing else, I can give myself at least 1 hour. And I started with that 1 hour of just working out. I used to be a size 42 pants. I had a face about as big as Kanye West when he had the accident, the big jaw, big old belly. You know, a lot of problems with my health. And really, the things that I thought were problems was really just simple things like wasn't drinking enough water, wasn't exercising, you know, common sense things. But when you're living a life and when you're not focusing on yourself, like I wasn't focused on what I needed. I was focused on everything outside of me. Once I found out what I needed was hydration, plenty of water, plenty of sun, plenty of exercise, and reading some books. And just going out and being at peace with myself. Not worrying about what this person said about me and going to try to correct it. Not worrying about what happened 15 years ago and still moping around talking about what people done to me. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? And I've been through so much that I have a right. I could sit here and be miserable, but it won't help me. And I don't even want it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be miserable. I don't want to be moping. You know what I'm saying? High energy, always live, always up there. You know what I'm saying? It's up there and it's stuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not coming down for nothing. You know what I mean? I'm on my ladder. I'm climbing. I'm not coming down for nothing. I don't care if the cat was down there meowing. It don't matter. I'm going up and my direction is straightforward. You know, I might have to adjust a little bit because we got obstacles on our course. We have things that come out unpredictably. You know what I'm saying? Like, life is life. We can't predict this, man. There's no book for this. I understand that now. That's why I don't blame myself. A lot of the years, I blame myself for the certain things I went through or experienced. And then I had to dial it back. And I'm like, dude, you're not really at fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wasn't prepared for none of this. No one prepared you for none of this. A lot of it was my fault for walking into it and not evaluating the situation. I take ownership for that part, but a lot of things were already set in place and I happened to just walk into those situations. And I can't be mad about that, you know? It is what it is, but I won't let it hold me back. And that's my message to you guys is, man, don't let nothing hold y'all back. I don't care what it is. Let it go. Let it go. If they did something to you, cheated on you, robbed you, beat you up, you know, smacked you, stepped on your Jordans, stepped on your J's, stepped on your Nike ones, your Air ones, whatever it is, let it go, man. It's not worth holding on to. There's no way in life that I could move forward when I was holding on to all that baggage. You know, I was holding on to a lot of things that happened throughout the game, happened throughout my household, happened in my neighborhood. Just holding on to these things, holding on to them. For what reason am I holding on to the past? For what reason are you holding on to the past? That's the real question. And when I figured that out, like, why am I holding on to this baggage? I was holding on to the baggage because I was just afraid of going forward. I was holding on to the baggage because I was afraid of going forward. Now, you're talking about a guy that been through a lot, but being afraid to go forward in life? How is that? How can I be afraid to go forward in life when I've been through all type of, you know, whatever you can think of, you know, Tim been through it. I've been in them streets. I've been in them jail cells. I've been in a lot of different places in life, you know, and it all wasn't peachy. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I could choose to let those moments in life hold me back, or I could choose to move forward in a positive manner, not faulting nobody. Like, I don't fault nobody for nothing, man. It is what it is. You shouldn't fault anyone either. Never fault someone for what you've been through. Take it as a lesson that, hey, this is how I don't go back through that. You get what I'm saying? Once you learn the lesson of why I'm not going back in that direction, what's the benefits of me going back in that direction, that's self-evaluation. And self-evaluation is a situation to keep you from going backwards. Only way to go backwards, unless it's taking 2 steps back, to move 5 steps forward. Sometimes you have to dial it back just to regroup. Sometimes you have to do that. I've done it plenty of times. There's nothing wrong with starting over. I don't care what nobody tell you that, I thought you should have been done with that, or you still working on this, or you still haven't made it past that. That's their opinion, man. It's only hot air. Unless they're giving you some positive motivation, some positive insight to push you further, to help you and get you along the way, pay it no mind. Pay it no mind. Put your blinders on. This is what they do to the horses. They put the blinders on them. They dangle the carrot, right, or whatever the horse likes, and the horse moves. You know, this is the way they used to do it with the buggy and the carriage so the horse wouldn't get distracted. Now, we have to put our blinders on in a different format because we have a peripheral similar to a horse or any other animal, but we have peripherals. So we have to really get that real focus in, you know, that laser focus, tunnel vision. And that's where I'm at right now. You know, a lot of things going around me, but man, I promise you, I don't even acknowledge it, man. I'd rather have a good hearty laugh about it. And I have people niddling, you know, they be poking at me. Same thing going with you guys, man. I'm not immune to none of this, but I'm not going to entertain it. I'm not going to entertain it for no reason. It ain't no reason for me to entertain it, man. It don't have nothing to do with me. You know, if someone walks up to me and they're mad about something they heard, I've had that happen before where a person approached me. I heard what you said about me. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, you know, that's he say, she say. You know, what's the best way to defend a lie? It's just don't even acknowledge it. Don't even go no further with it. You know, if someone lied on your name, someone said you did this and that, you know, how can you defend that? Right? The truth is going to be the truth. The truth will come true. But for me to give it any type of energy, to go back and forth about what was said, calling who, going to find who, and what, not me. It ain't going to happen. It ain't no reason to, you know, because for one, it doesn't matter in the big scheme of things of where I'm going in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, where I'm going and headed, those things are frivolous, man. Those things are real small in my life. You know, I have a bigger picture of success and wealth. You know, I have more people watching me. I have younger kids watching me and my family. I have kids that are not even in my family. I have people not even in my family that watch me, you know, and they look at me for inspiration. A lot of years, I never looked at it like that. You know, I was always about just me and thinking that, you know, I'm not affecting no one with the things that I'm doing. But every time that I fail, you know, I hurt more people when I fail than I hurt myself. And I never realized that until I became mature, that the trials and tribulations that helped me fall in life, you know, it affected more than me. You know what I'm saying? It affected some generations that was under me. And I never understood that until I became mature. And that's my message to you guys. Become mature mentally, physically, and spiritually. And then realize that you're not just harming yourself, man. You know, even when it looks like no one is in your corner, man, you have so many people rooting for you. You have so many people looking up to you. I don't care what your condition is. There's always somebody that's not doing better, or there's always somebody that's doing better. So from that being said, take pride in what you're doing. Take pride in how you move in life. Take pride in how you conduct yourself. You get what I'm saying? And with that pride, man, you're going to find some fires. You're going to find a fire within you to help you get past a lot of things, you know. And that's what's wrong. You know, some people have lost their fire. I don't know why. I do know why, because life is kicking tail right now. And it doesn't look like a lot of positive opportunities. It doesn't look like, you know, too much to be happy about, but it is. You just have to really dumb it down. You know what I'm saying? Just dumb it down. You know, if you look at your phone, if you watch the news, if you listen to this music, if you listen to the gossip in the neighborhood or on the bus or on the this or on the that, you're going to hear a lot of negatives. I promise you. It's just the way it is. Everything that comes out of the news is 75% negative, you know. 75% of the music, negative. 75% of the conversations with people are negative. My job is to sway all of that and find the positives. So where are all the 25%? Right? I'm finding the 25%. I'm putting my hat towards that. And then I have to find those people and develop myself. Those people, they can help me develop myself. They can guide me in developing myself. But at the end of the day, man, it starts with Tim. If Tim doesn't decide to develop himself, if Tim doesn't decide to move in a different manner, it's going to stay the same. you know. But I've made that choice, and it's not the same, you know. I'm just in a better place, and you can be too. That's the message for today, is remove yourself. Remove yourself and stop listening to the negatives and stop listening to the crowd and find yourself, man. Start with you. Man, woman, child, start with you. I promise you. When you start with self, man, you're heading in the right direction. When you start believing in self, you're heading in the right direction. I would never think another bad thought about me and then speak that into existence. Even if it's in my mind that Tim Blase Spleed, you're not able, I won't speak it into existence. You get what I'm saying? Because our words have power. My words have power. You get what I'm saying? Life and death is in the tongue. Prosperity and poorness is in the tongue. If you talk about a poor situation, if you talk about being poor, not having, it's coming. It's going to stay right there in your pocket. Stay right in where you at. If you talk about having, doing, wanting, being more, it's coming. It may not be here today, but it will manifest itself. Your word has power. My word has power. And the mind is powerful. What you speak out your mouth, your mind will find a way to get it. So quit speaking death. Quit singing about death. Quit singing about sorrow. Quit singing about, you know, lost loves. Them things are designed to happen until you find the right person or find the right situation or find yourself. So, yo, I'm not judging you, not even looking at you in a low way. I'm trying to uplift. That's the only thing Tim about. Uncle Tim is uplifting. You know what I'm saying? I want to uplift the people. I want to help the next generation. A lot of years I wasn't being helpful in the way I should have been. The way I was trying to be helpful wasn't the proper way. I found out that this is the better way. And it's not just about these cameras and just about this show. Outside of this show, you'll see me doing the same thing, man, uplifting and motivating. If you run into me, you're going to get some uplifting. You're going to get some motivation. You're going to get some encouragement. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's just how I move. It's my lifestyle now. You know, it's just like, this is the way I keep my weight down. I really go to the gym. I really made it a lifestyle now. I don't look at it as a job or, oh, I got to go to the gym. No, I like keeping myself in shape. I like looking nice. You get what I'm saying? I like having the feeling of, you know, a refreshed body. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love it. You know, I never want to go back to that stage of, you know, when I was just overweight and I wasn't feeling good about myself. A lot of that was a part of that. You know what I'm saying? I was sitting on the couch all day, not getting no exercise, not drinking water. And then I'm wondering why I'm feeling so down, why I'm feeling so sad, you know, because I wasn't putting nothing into myself. So I had to redevelop myself. And sometimes you have to move away for that. So whatever you need to do, do it. Don't wait. And with that, I'll see you guys next week. Have a blessed day.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.